The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the things I wanted to say about this satipatthana, the knowing quality, is that one of the things we're supporting our mindfulness is having a very simple reference point. So, for example, the classic example is that of a white piece of cloth or canvas or something that if it's full of stains, one more stain you wouldn't notice. But if that white cloth is completely clean and you put one more stain on it, you will notice it. And or if you have a chalkboard that is full of writing on it, packed full of writing, you might not notice that someone writes something else on it. But if it's completely clear, the blackboard, then you'll see clearly, if someone scribbles something on. So if a person is really agitated, they might not notice that their mind is now agitated with something new. It's just all the same. But if the mind is calm, then they might notice that the agitation begins. So to have a reference point, we see ourselves better. And this is what one of the benefits of this simplicity of knowing. So simplicity of knowing, and so just to know that you're sitting, just to know that there is a body, which is one of the statements in the Satipatthana Sutta, to have knowledge just enough to know that there is a body, to know that you're sitting, might not seem very profound, but it highlights when we can't do that, when we can't sit still and we're agitated and fidgeting. We notice that we don't just see the body, we're caught up in our preoccupations. So the simple knowing of breathing works the same way, that we might not be successful at staying very long with the breathing, but we can, we're more likely, because of this reference point of breathing, we're more likely to notice if the mind wanders off. And then we practice simple knowing of that. And the simple knowing is a reference point for when we have complex knowing, when we know something with judgments and evaluations and a lot of thinking, commentary. So, assuming a meditation posture, and gently closing your eyes, and just the simplicity of sitting here quietly, the eyes closed, does that highlight something about how you are that you might not have noticed if you hadn't stopped? Noticing how you are in your body, in your mind, in your heart, and how simple or how complex is your knowing of that. Chances are the more complicated the knowing, the more you're caught up in it, caught in thoughts and preoccupations. The simpler the knowing, the more freedom there is. And then settling down into the experience of your body breathing, breathing in and breathing out. And if anything makes it difficult, just be resting in the simplicity of the body breathing. Know that. Experiment with it to see how simple you can know it. Whenever you're ready, return to your breathing, or allow the experience of breathing to return to a simplicity of knowing, settling in, relaxing into the experience of breathing. On one hand, you can notice when it gets complicated. On the other hand, as you simply know it, the experience of breathing becomes more intimate, more embodied in awareness. With this, as awareness gets simpler, our perceptions can become clearer here in the present moment. How simple are you with what is? How complicated are you with what is? And can your knowing be simple? Even if things are complicated, can you, in a sense, step back and just know complication? Always returning to simple knowing. How can the simplicity of breathing highlight ways that you're not simple? Highlight how you enter into more complex worlds of thoughts, ideas, feelings. And when you see that you've gotten complicated, can you take refuge in a kind of simple knowing? Knowing of the complexity. That's all. Knowing, thinking, feeling, whatever it might be, how simply can you know it? As we come to the end of this sitting, a simplicity of being, simplicity of knowing, can be a refuge of safety, and when the knowing is calm and peaceful, it's a refuge of calm and peace. There might be other things happening which are agitated, even within us. But to take refuge in the simplicity of calm knowing. And then when we live in a world of agitation, a world of complexity where people are spinning out and not really present for themselves, may our refuge in simple knowing, simplicity of presence, be a support for others. May we make ourselves a refuge for this world. As we find a refuge in ourselves, may we somehow be a refuge, a place of safety for those who meet us, encounter us. May we be a refuge that supports the happiness of all beings. May we be a refuge that provides safety to everyone. May we be a refuge that offers the world peace, a peaceful presence. And may we be a refuge that supports the freedoms of others. If nothing else, people feel that they're free from us when we're present with them. May all beings, may all people be happy. And once again, in being in a new place, all the preparations to set this up, I didn't get a bell close enough to hit, to ring. So I will bow to end the sitting.